pacificpelican.us/64. Well, I'm drinking this Jones Cola, from Jones Soda. I think they're better known for Green Apple Soda or whatever, but their cola, I think, is pretty good. I've gotten to really like it. Now, I think of it as more of a drinking drink and not as much a cola to go with food. I like some of the colas. I don't know, have I mentioned before the different colas? I think so. I like the colas that have the sugarcane as a sweetener instead of high fructose corn syrup. So that could be anything from Mexican Coke to Pepsi. That's the throwback Pepsi. The one in the bottles, you see them in plastic bottles, but also in cans. It's like there's more white on the packaging than blue. It's at some stores. Those are pretty good. I think I heard that Mexico is considering, Coke in Mexico is considering using cheaper sweeteners because of like taxes there. But the Coke that they make for export, which has become a sizable industry, I think is gonna pledge to, for now, keep using sugarcane as sweetener. And earlier I was drinking this thing called Q Cola with a K. It's pretty good. It's got that spiced cola kind of flavor. Thank you for staying for podcast 115. This is actually Sunday night as I record, November 17th, 2013. And now I'm on to drinking some of that throwback Pepsi with lime. You know, you put that organic squeeze of lime in there and then a couple coconut water ice cubes. I definitely like doing that, especially with some of these pops. I have a website for the podcast and for occasional blog posts, although it's really mostly just been podcast posts so far. The website is pacificpelican.us/64, and right now I have a new theme on there. So the themes do change over time, but I had tried the current WordPress default theme. I think it's called 2013. That default theme was pretty solid. I used it with header graphic that was of Rocky Mountains that I took in Colorado. So, you know, I felt like it had my own kind of stamp on it, but it did have a certain kind of scheme to it, kind of like multicolored in the way that the fonts were set up. I looked at this free theme and decided to try it, and I've been pretty happy with it. It's basically a magazine style theme and it uses the featured images, so I went and put the podcast artwork as featured images, so I think that worked fairly well. So the theme is called Expound and it's by someone called Konstantin Kovenshin. And it has like serif font for titles, and then for for the text, it has a sans serif, not sure which font, and then kind of a bold for the headline. But I overall, I like the handling of fonts, and it's dark, like maybe dark gray or black. You know, it's a nice understated theme that has good permalink pages, and then it auto creates like the magazine layout based on, you know, if you have a featured image, it'll have that at the top for the latest post in a fairly large size, and then a little bit of the content, and then, you know, continue reading link, and then it has four more stories underneath it, and then it has sort of a list of a handful more stories. So 2013 has this kind of I guess what stood out to me is the link color was this kind of orange or brown or red or something. That was the biggest kind of thing that stood out about its typography. That kind of, I don't want to even say bothered me, but I found it to be less than optimal. So, you know, for my site. So I think this is a cool theme to, you know, for now to try. And I'm going to see about whether the theme, you know, holds up. Because, you know, over time you change them. And also, I have themes that I've made, but, like, for example, on my Keat theme, I made it for the 2010 theme era, which, the theme called 2010 by the WordPress team, the one that the default had a header image tool, but then they created another header image tool the next year. And by now, so over time, like, maybe they gave it a year or two, but then the header image tool that was used in these themes, you know, you could put it in your theme. You know, it's the WordPress default theme is GPL and open source, so you can see how they implemented it, and then you can put, you know, a version of that in your theme. But since they changed it, that particular technique got deprecated, so then these themes don't, you know, work. Like, so themes are, they're like programs, they have to kind of continually be updated if they're going to have a broad user base for a long time. But I wrote one that's very simple, and it still works, at least for my updates blog, which you can find at djmcloud.com/updates. My theme is called Grand Fork, and I guess you could say, like, it's kind of, It's a simplistic theme that uses the Futura font. If you want to see a link to the themes I've made, you can go to pacificpelican.us/themes.
Who is attacking us? It's a steel dinosaur!
That's right, I am.
Listen, maybe someday you could teach us all how to dream again. Might make us better cops.
Back again. Well, I guess.
The magic.
There's an app for iOS now that is actually from Google that allows access to the user's Google Play music library. You know, it's like the Google Play music app that has, you know, been around in some version for Android for a while. And there's been third-party clients to get to your Google Music songs, like G Music. I've actually talked about that one before. But now there's actually one that's directly from Google. And so, you know, if you use that service, if you've uploaded songs to Google Music and you have them in the cloud there, you can listen to them on your iPhone. And, like, the app's really basic now. It doesn't have a lot of features. It doesn't seem to have, like, a just an like in the iOS music app, if you look at the list of songs, you go to the very top, there's a way to just hit shuffle and it'll just start shuffling through the songs. I see a similar feature in this, and you know, like, it's really basic. It takes you to like your latest albums, lets you, and then it says that it'll learn based on what you play or whatever, which of course Google's going to do because they're going to be gathering data about you through this app. That's kind of the trade-off, I guess. I guess they're like, you know, they use the data from all their different services together. So what they can infer about you from their music information, about the information they have about your music listening habits, I guess they can use strategically to try to advertise to you. I guess that's the, that might be the end goal. But either way, right now the service is free and the app is free. So, you know, I also sync music to my phone and I use Spotify. I do have most of my music library on Google Music as well. And, you know, I haven't used it that much. I've used it a little, so, you know, I might try this app. That's John Coltrane, Equinox. Definitely think Coltrane is probably my favorite jazz musician that I've ever heard. I mean, you know, I've listened to a lot of different jazz and certainly not the entire catalog of American jazz superstars of the 50s and 60s, let alone, you know, all the different jazz that's out there. But, you know, Coltrane's style and technique and creativity is just extraordinary. And I also enjoy listening to Miles Davis. And, you know, I can definitely enjoy other contemporaries. You know, Thelonious Monk and, you know, stuff like Sun Ra. I mean, I like a lot of different stuff, but Coltrane is probably my favorite jazz musician. Previously, I was playing a little bit of a song by Pet Shop Boys called Thursday. And you're listening to podcast number 115. Of the Pacific Pelican.us /64 podcast with me, Dan McKeown. And I have heard that the PlayStation 4 is pretty cool. I was talking to Jim today, and he's had it for a few days now. And he says it really is, you know, it meets his expectations for a $400 system. He's saying, well, you know, I mean, computers, cutting-edge computers are still, you know, at a point where they're ahead even of this new gaming hardware. But then again, for a $400 console, I think, he says, you know, it's pretty close to the cutting edge. You know, driving like a, instead of that kind of upscale 1080p or 720p of like previous generations, you know, driving a lot of pixels. And, you know, I guess, you know, eventually as these, as this platform matures, you know, allowing for, you know, some pretty cool games, I would think.
Science fiction, baby. You are living in a total science fiction takeover. Run by crazy inbred eugenicists who hate everybody, including their own families.
Like an animal.
And the elites that aren't evil are fleeing to rural areas around the world in armored redoubts.
Big week.
So they are preparing for a war against us. This is huge, breaking news.
Pretty soon we're just all going to be in FEMA
for
camps.
Anthony Gucciardi and Mikhail Phelan.
You son of a bitch.
Through StoryLeak.com and InfoWars.com. This was brought to InfoWars.com, but brought specifically to these reporters. That's how whistleblowers and folks will operate as they'll pick a reporter to go to in an organization. And these both these because both these men have been writing about this with Paul Watson. DrudgeReport.com has been carrying it. And this is huge. Okay, this is integrated boxes with the police going, oh, it's just for us to communicate. Just like they'd say, oh, we're putting in cameras 20 years ago for traffic. Well, for the Department of Transportation in your city, county, state, federal. But it has the dual use of the police watching and surveilling. And again, not to solve crime, ladies and gentlemen. The government's run by big mega banks that launder the drug money, run the drug aircraft. They run Al-Qaeda. They run it all. They're totally ruthless, totally savage. And they look at the naive public what? Like a bunch of children. You really thought Obama would give you some free health care? You really think the neocons care about you? You really think so? When they capture a country like Iraq or somewhere else, they start killing everybody and giving them forced inoculations and sterilizing and dropping DU bombs everywhere.
I'm gonna kick your ass.
The new
world
is evil. 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 Totally wicked. Set on death and destruction. It's their nature. And you either wake up to this and realize it, or you go into the long, dark night of terror. It's the year 2013, year of our Lord.
Good night, thieves.
Good night, thieves.